Hello, you're very welcome along to the Aromatherapy Business Podcast. My name is Jenny, and I'm going to be sharing lots of fantastic aromatherapy recipes and tips with you. I'll also share some business strategies for aromatherapists and for holistic therapists. Question I get asked a lot. If you dislike an essential oil, or you dislike the aroma of an essential oil, does that mean that there's something in the oil you need? Well, I don't think so. That hasn't been my experience. In fact, I would think the opposite is true. I find that if you need an oil, you will like the aroma, even if you don't normally like it. I'm going to explain that with a story. One of my first clients had the worst PMT I have ever come across. She had mood swings that could be described as outrageous. They were so bad at times she had to leave the house. She was afraid she'd go to hurt one of the children. The pain of her period was horrendous. She was laid up for about 2 days a month with awful cramps. She had skin outbreaks that were ridiculous. She had patches of really dry, flaky skin. You could actually see the skin flaking off. And right beside that, she would have huge pimples. It was just unreal. So this, of course, was affecting her job. It was affecting her marriage. It was affecting her relationship with her children. It was affecting her mental health. It was something that she worried about all the time, even when she wasn't actually suffering from PMT. I used a blend that I've used countless times since, and it is a blend that is absolutely outstanding for PMT. I let her smell each oil in turn, as I do as an aromatherapist, and then I let her smell the blend. She loved it, and she particularly loved one of the oils, which was geranium. Geranium is amazing for balancing hormones, so it helps to deal with the symptoms of hormonal imbalance, which are everything that she was suffering from. And it also helps bloating, even when it's not related to hormonal issues. And it really helps the skin, helps all types of skin, helps balance the sebum in the skin, again, whether it's related to PMT or not. So this lady came to me once a week to begin with. 2 weeks after she started coming, she had her first period since the treatments began. And the difference was amazing. I was surprised. I knew the power of the oil, but I didn't know how fast they were going to work, and especially in a case like this. She was irritable, but not enraged. Her skin was a bit dry, but nothing like it was before. And the pain was manageable, which was just such a huge relief for her. When she came back to me the following week, and she wanted to use the same blend, and I said, that's grand, we can keep working on the hormone imbalance, no problem. And again, I let her smell each oil in turn. I always do for every session, even if the person has already used the blend, because your mood can change and your preferences can change from week to week, from day to day, from minute to minute. She smelled the geranium and she was repulsed. She said, oh, Jenny, what is that? That is horrible. I don't mean to be rude, but it actually smells like old socks, like dirty old socks. I couldn't use that. Could you use the nice floral oil that you used last, but I can't remember the name? I said, that was geranium. She said, oh yeah, geranium. I love geranium. And she said, you've just smelled geranium. It actually took a bit of persuading to convince her that the oil she had just smelt was the same as the oil she had used the previous 2 weeks that she absolutely loved. So for 2 weeks in the month, this lady could not abide geranium. But the other 2 weeks in the month, she loved it. She would have smelt it morning, noon and night. I've had similar stories of people disliking oils at certain times and loving them at other times. I had a student who I knew was going through a very stressful time. I also knew that she really, really disliked Clary Sage and chamomile, but I had a really strong hunch that she needed both of them. When you work with essential oils, you work a lot with intuition. And quite often, oils that seem to be illogical keep popping into your mind. And I will use those oils as long as there is no contraindications to them. So for this girl, because I had such a strong hunch that she needed clary sage and chamomile, I made her a blend of clary sage, chamomile and grapefruit. Grapefruit lifts the blend, it lifts the spirit, it's beautiful oil. And then without telling her what was in the oils, I let her smell them. And she loved it, thought, oh my God, that was gorgeous. And she was smelling this and she would take a lovely deep breath, which on its own was very good for her. And she said to me, what's in the blend? And I said, what have I told you? You wouldn't believe me. She got enormous benefit from that blend. But after the situation she was in had resolved itself, she didn't like the blend at all. She hated it. It was horrible. Why would I give her something like that? I've seen that a lot. People will like essential oils at certain times, dislike them at certain time, and even very dramatically loved and intensely disliked the same oil or the same blend. And I have a theory in my head that I share with my students on my aromatherapy courses. And it's as though there are little people in the brain, or a little person in the brain, who smells the oils. And he says, oh, yes, she actually needs that today. She really needs it today. Tell her she likes it. And then with the same oil, when the person doesn't need it, the little person will smell it and go, ah, no, ugh, she doesn't like that. So just one of my funny little theories to answer the question. I really think that if you love an oil and you're drawn to an oil, that there's something in the oil that you need. I hope that you really enjoyed that. And if you'd like to hear more aromatherapy and essential oil tips, if you'd like to interact with other holistic therapists, if you'd like a place where you can actually ask questions about any of this stuff, feel free to come along and join my Facebook group, which is called Aromatherapy and Holistic Business Success. The group is for any holistic therapist, including aromatherapists, who are trying to grow their business and learn more about essential oils, aromatherapy, etc. Thanks a million for listening, and I will see you for the next podcast.